Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 16, 1806. No deal. The captains may think the quiet days are not producing anything worth writing about. However, historically, there is always something worth mentioning. Today, it is that the expedition is practically out of trade goods, and as much as they want to purchase a couple of canoes, they are unable to strike a deal. Captain Clark writes the details.
Not any occurrence worthy of relation took place today. Drewyer and party did not return from the Cathlamaz this evening as we expected. We suppose he was detained by hard winds today. The Indians remained with us all day, but would not dispose of their canoe at a price which it was in our power to give, consistently, with the state of our stock of merchandise. One handkerchief would contain all the small articles of merchandise which we possess. The balance of the stock consists of 6 small robes or blankets, 1 scarlet, 1 uniform, artillerist's coat and hat, 5 robes made of our large flag, and a few old cloths trimmed with ribbon. On this stock we have wholly to depend for the purchase of our horses, and such portion of our own subsistence from the Indians as it will be in our power to obtain. A scant dependence, indeed, for our tour of the distance of that before us. The white salmon trout, which we had previously seen only at the Great Falls of the Columbia, or a little below the Great Falls, has now made its appearance in the creeks near this place. Captain William Clark, March 16, 1806.
Again, the captains each sketched the white salmon trout in their journals, now identified as the coho salmon. Tomorrow, the captains need more canoes.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.